Here with Gene Stillwell.
Tonight at 8 p.m., at the Great Hall on Queen Street West, Taffa Music Baroque Orchestra is presenting House Music, the Classical Alternative. With us to talk about it is Taffa Music's Managing Director, William Norris. He joins us this morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Tell me, this is something new for me to read about this, with Taffa Music sort of venturing out of their Baroque bonds, as it were. So how did this come about?
Well, from a number of reasons, really. My previous orchestra I worked for, which is the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment in London, we had a program called The Night Shift, which was a late night kind of classical gig, if you like, which took place in bars and pubs and so on. Mm-hmm. And so when I came to Taffa Music about a year and a half ago, I think that was one of the reasons I was brought over. And the question was, when can we do the night shift? So we haven't done exactly the night shift. We've done a kind of take on the same kind of idea of doing an alternative way of presenting classical music.
This so completely surprises me, you know, that Taffa Music would want to do this. Mm-hmm. And you say they brought you over. They contacted you.
I'm sure it was one of the reasons. You know, classical music, one of the big issues in classical music is broadening our audience, both in terms of diversity, in terms of age. So, and this is one of the ways we can do that by putting our music into a different context, so that people can interact with it in a different way, and hopefully attracts a new generation of listeners.
Mm-hmm. So the orchestra will be center stage. Mm-hmm. And now let's set the stage around that.
Yeah. So the orchestra is going to be a small group of musicians, five musicians. And they will be, they're center stage. The center is still the music. But what we've done is changed the context. So it's mostly a standing event, and there's a bar open throughout. And we've also brought in a director. So Elena's going to be directing the show.
Okay.
And her concept is this idea of kind of urban versus countryside. And so she's brought in different artists as well. So we're collaborating with a dancer and a DJ, sound designer. And so it's going to be setting the Baroque music, which is still being performed, you know, acoustic and as we perform it anywhere else, but in a different environment, a different context.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be, I mean, when I first heard about this, I thought, oh, they're going to be playing something and dropping some beats in behind it or something, but it's not quite that way.
Not quite like that, because we wanted to preserve the kind of, we do what we do best, which is presenting like live classical music. Mm-hmm. But there will be, DJ will be taking some of his inspiration from Baroque music.
Hmm.
And there will be a little bit of crossover where they'll be playing together as well. So there will be some interaction.
I like that idea. Mm-hmm. And they'll still be using Baroque the instruments?
Yep, absolutely.
Got strings on the...
Yep, got strings and the correct bows and all that kind of stuff. Well, in fact, no strings tonight, because it's wind, sorry. It's all wind instruments tonight.
Oh, instruments, okay.
So we've got the bassoon and oboes and a harpsichord.
Right.
So the focus tonight is on the winds, which is kind of interesting as well.
Right. Tell me about the venue, Longboat Hall.
Mm-hmm. So it's quite a new venue, actually. Well, recently reopened. So it's underneath the Great Hall, which in itself is a beautiful venue. But it's kind of in the round space, so on two levels. So it's great because it means everyone can get really close to the action. And it's kind of interesting for the designer to play with that as well. And we're going to have some projections as well tonight. So that's going to add another element to the space.
Mm-hmm. Now, the musicians, how do they interact? Or do they remain just standing there?
They will move around a little bit. I'm not entirely sure what Lena has in mind. So in past editions of this, we have had some movement with the musicians going from place to place. This time we have a harpsichord, which is a slightly less mobile instrument.
Yeah, exactly.
But the oboes are definitely mobile. So we'll see what she does, because we're having the final rehearsal this afternoon when everything kind of comes together.
Right.
So, yeah, we'll see.
And you've got soprano Ellen McTeer. Mm-hmm. I've not heard of her. Can you tell me a bit about her?
She's a kind of, I think one of the first times we've worked with her. In fact, we did a version of this program last weekend, just as a kind of straight concert.
Okay.
And she was fabulous. She's a really great kind of up-and-coming young singer.
Uh-huh. And what about Libido, Libido, I love it, the dancer. I mean, you've worked with this person before?
Nope, first time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, yep. So, everything's
great.
New. We have not worked with any of these collaborators ever before. Okay. So it's nice in a way, because this series gives us a chance to kind of experiment. It's like almost like a laboratory where we can try stuff out. It's fun working with dancers, and it's, you know, it's interesting because actually lots of Baroque music comes from dance forms.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So his style of dance is kind of freestyle, kind of, it's very different to any form of Baroque dance, but it's nice to have that kind of that relevance of dance and, you know, brought through.
Mm-hmm. And does the filmmaker, does he, Darren Bryan, mm-hmm. does he have a sort of permission to go in and out amongst the musicians?
His stuff is going to be
projected.
Projected, so yeah. It's kind of pre-done. So that, but okay. his images are going to reflect that kind of city country kind of dynamic. And we've even dressing the musicians and dancer and sound artists in different clothes, reflecting that as well. So there will be an amount of plaid tonight, which is reflecting the countryside.
And plaid is in, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in,
thanks
William.
For having me.
Yeah, this is neat.
We've been speaking with William Norris, who is the managing director of Tafel Music, about this incredible evening, House Music. It's an experimental performance concept from Tafel Music Baroque Orchestra. It's taking place tonight at 8 p.m. at the Longboat Hall, which is the Great Hall, which is at 1087 Queen Street West. You can get tickets at the door or go to housemusicto.com. Thank you, William.